Archive tape A14191, Dharawal and Duraga, compilation tape number 14. Excerpt number 1, discussion of material culture and Duraga vocabulary with Percy Mumbler, from archive tape A1180, collection Matthews J12.
Well, Mr. Mumbler, would you tell me about the things that you've made? First of all, let's start with the coolerman. What would you use that for?
The coolerman, we use that to carry the honey in it. I got some cabbage seed. Well, that's for the gujagas to eat.
The gujaga being the children. But you say you like eating it too.
Yes, I like eating it myself. It's nice and sweet and just like bread to me.
And you collect the honey.
Collect honey and
put it in the coolerman.
You get the cabbage in and break a piece open and dip it in the honey and eat it.
And even if you haven't got any honey, you can quite happily chew away at
yes.
the bit of the cabbage tree.
Yes.
With the cabbage tree, you've got to cut down the whole tree.
Yes.
And then you sort of strip the bark off.
Yes.
And get to the very centre, and that's your bread. Is that
right? That's right, yes. And you could have that for 3 or 4 days. You could cover it over with the bark, so the hair won't get into it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, now, tell me about the bark. That bark's really rather fascinating. You can use that for a lot of things.
You could use it to make a barange out of it.
A barange is a sort of a blanket or a rug, isn't it?
Yes.
You could use it as a lining if you're making kangaroo skin coat or something.
Yes.
Same as a tea tree bark,
yes.
Could you?
Yes.
And then, what were you telling me about making a gun in your camp?
You get the poles together and you tear the bark off the trees and then wrap it around the poles with the vines. You use the celluloid vines. And I had a vine what they used to climb up the tree with, and I forgot that. I cut it right enough, but I forgot all about it.
Yes, you told me how they used to loop it around their waist.
Yes.
And climb up. Or
that's right.
You used to climb up on a notched stick too, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, then you spoke about using that bark for a broom.
Yes, you can make a broom out of that bark, and it'll last for blooming years.
Well, now, with your coolerman, you've made that with vines. What vines have you used for that?
Stringy bark,
Strips of bark, really, are they?
That's right.
Well, then, we'll have to have a description of this possum snare of yours. You said that was hickory, the long stick.
Yes, that's hickory.
And
about hickories.
The thicker end of it, you press against the tree.
Yes.
And then bend it as hard as you can.
Yes.
And then press it in to a forky stick that you've got stuck in the ground.
Yes.
And then use a barawang seed.
Barawang seed for food.
Or at the moment you've got a piece of a cabbage tree which you'd have dipped in honey.
That's right.
And is that stringy bark, all the little loops for the snare?
Yes.
You spread out the loops on the ground.
Yes.
And then when the possum comes along and has a bit of a tug at the bait.
Yes.
Up goes
the snare then and loops him then
and
around the waist.
The possum gets caught in one of the loops.
And hang up.
What would you want the possums for?
Manager.
Meat.
Yes.
Yes, well, that's very interesting. And the jugalong, how would you describe that?
The jugalong is ngajung in it, water.
And then I've also heard they used it as a dish for eating soup or fish soup or
that's
something
right.
like that.
Yes.
And you've lined that with clay.
Yes.
And that makes it all watertight.
That's right.
Well, what bark have you used for the coolerman and for the jugalong? It looks the same.
Stringy bark.
It's all stringy bark,
all
is it?
Stringy bark.
Very like the material you used for the bark canoe. You said the meaning of dew.
Jingi.
And you said that can also be used for the word for mist too, did you?
Yes.
Guthu was the sea. The ground, you weren't too sure about that. The one I've got here is Kurat. That isn't one you've heard, is it?
No.
Now, native bear was Gumbara.
Gumbara.
What about possum?
Gumbara.
Gumbara.
Goongara.
Goongara. Flying fox. Have you ever heard the meaning of that?
No.
Bandicoot. The one I've got here is Kurugur for the short-nosed and Mirijuga for the long-nosed.
That could be right, I suppose, in different language.
Yes.
Different tribes, you know.
What about wallaby? No good, never mind.
No.
Eagle hawk or eagle or duck? Pelican? Probably had pelicans at Warragon, no good. Cockatoo? Swan?
Gunyu.
Gunyu, oh, that's good. Hawk or shag or any of those? Well, now, getting back to that possum snare you've made, the bait that you used was from the barawong tree.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's a seed or something you get from
it. It's a seed.
And what does the barawong look like?
It's just like a palm tree.
A red seed, didn't you
get
think?
A red seed on it. Take the skin off, and the inside of the seed, they use it for making bread. They put it in the running stream and leave it there for 2-3 days. So that all the poison could soak out of it, get wash away out of it. They get the seed in and they take it out of the shell, crack it just like cracking a nut, and take the heart out. And then they put it out on the bark and let it dry. Then after it gets real dry, they smash it up with the rocks then to make the flour. They mix it up then with their own flour for bread.
The bread or that's interesting. A useful sort of a tree to have.
Yes.
Are there many around here?
Yeah, there's tons of them.
Are there? Mm. Yes. Then that cabbage tree palm, of course, it's got a bread, but it's a different sort of use.
Yes.
You just have it as it is.
Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting.
They cook it in the ashes, just like putting the damper or potato in the ashes, and then they take it out after it's cooked, and they eat it the same as eating the potato when they cook the potato in the ashes.
Yes, that's the cabbage tree heart.
Yeah, the cabbage tree heart.
And what appeal an awful lot away before you really get to the heart. And what about that sarsaparilla? You know, you said that was your medicine.
The sarsaparilla I get out in the bush, I use it to drink and for my blood. Bring it home and then let it dry and for 2-3 days and then boil it up and drink it, and it's my own medicine.
What colour's the medicine when you've finished with it, when it's all been boiled up?
Same as the a bottle of cola.
Oh, is it? Really? I wouldn't have thought from looking at those leaves that it would show that colour. Well, now, what was the Aboriginal word for barawong?
Bungu.
Bungu. Mm. And then the nut of the barawong?
Is Ibra.
Ibra. Mm. Ferns.
Banjaga.
Oh, that's right, Banjaga, yes.
Banjaga.
A swamp yam. Spear. I think we tried that before, the spears. Tomahawk. Moondaba they've got here. Or Munduba.
Moondaba.
Now, Kulaman.
Bangali, Mrs. Mitch.
Bangali.
Bangali.
Oh, that's good. Well, now, fishing line.
Warura.
Warura. Fish hook. Fula. Does that mean anything?
Fula.
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 Fula. Now, canoe. You remember you asked your mother over that one? The one they've got here is Karija.
Kulama.
Kulama. I've got it written down at home. Paddle. Wari.
Wari. Wari.
Wari.
Wari.
That's right, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Wari.
And a boomerang is a...
Warangang.
Warangang. Well, that's very good. And Ganina, well, let me hear you saying the word for bad.
Ganina.
Ganina. Mm. And that's the same as the little beetles.
Yes.
Just tell me the meaning of the word for sick.
What's wrong with the boy? Oh, he got gungy.
He's gungy. He's sick.
Yeah, he's sick.
Gungy.
Mm.
What about heavy or strong? Deaf? Think of all the things you can have the matter with you.
Say, give me that jinga.
Jinga. Jinga means sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
You'd ask for that if you were asking for the sugar or something.
Yeah.
Even for the guango.
Yeah, guango.
Guango, of course, is your honey, isn't it?
Yeah, guango.
End of excerpt 1.